you know, I don't have any vices, and you'd think it would ease my road. It makes it worse. I mean, there's no humanly functions that I desire.
Uh-huh.
I hate that, but it's true.
I am not understanding you, so be clear about it.
There's nothing in this existence that I desire, except learning new things.
Oh,
No particular taste, no, nothing.
Beautiful.
But nothing, but it makes my road worse. Does it make my road without holes and obstacles?
Yeah, because there is thinking that you don't have it, and there is not having it. Two different things. You might think that you don't have it, and I'll say you do. Okay, you might not have it to Coca-Cola, or a cigarette, or a booze, but you might have it to all sorts of other things. All sorts of other things. You know, like sports?
I like it, but I'd rather, really rather not.
Yeah.
Or sometimes suffering.
I'm not talking about the activity as it is so much the thinking. Mm-hmm. The thinking is going on a lot.
Sometimes the seeds aren't even sprouted.
Yeah. So if you look at yourself, you'll see that there is a conversation in your mind at all time. This alone is just stems what we're talking about.
So it's not something came to me while Wendell was saying, may I say?
Absolutely.
The thought that came to me, and I shouldn't say it's a thought because it wasn't a thought, it was something else, was, it's kind of a rude way of saying, why do you even think there's a road?
Beautiful.
And that's not me saying.
Yes.
Well,
beautiful.
I guess because I think you're supposed to go somewhere, and to go somewhere without a road.
Yeah, it's just all mental gymnastic, but which is fun.
Thank you.
Seriously, thank you. Which is fine, but Wendell, what we are talking about here is complete simplicity, and I'm going to go back to Hans again, because the interest of that Hans is, you know, showing about that, it's opening of another gate of consciousness for him. And that is, this is not just a belief of three words, not, you know, discord, disease, and disharmony, not being made. This is not a mood making. This is not just believing because I said it. This has to be taken in and sort of been to contemplate on it, and you will see the result of that. And one of the most beautiful example that I can give, in fact, came to my meditation, and your question brought it up. I read a book. The author was saying, in fact, the author is the one that really, really helped me for many years. But anyway, he was saying, the title was, What Did Hinder You? And this is what I want to show you. You have noticed in childhood, the girls, and sometimes the boys in Europe, I know they do it too, they used to take a chalk and make squares, and they call it
hopscotch.
Yeah, and they would go with one leg and then jump. And then come down in two leg, and then do that. So they would make this hopscotch. And they were, all they wear was a chalk. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. We call it mundo in our country.
Okay. And so the just imagine that a whole bunch of kids are playing, and the rule is that if you get to a certain square, you cannot come out unless somebody lets you out. Okay? So this boy's turn comes up, and it ends up in that square. And the boys say, let us go to the bathroom, we'll be right, come back. And they don't come out. They go inside of the house, all three of them, and they get involved with the bathroom and the dinner, and then this poor guy is standing in that square. Whose fault is it that he is standing in that square? Is it the fault of the regulation of the game? Is it the fault of the people that went to the bathroom inside and never came out? Or is it his stupidity for not coming out? There was no high fence. There was no guillotine the other side awaiting him. He just believed that he is limited until they come back. That was his belief. It was nobody's fault. So in the morning, the kids come and say, oh my God, I can't believe it. You're standing here, ha, 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 ha. And he's really upset. He says, why are you laughing at me? You should have let me out. And one of the boys would say, what's wrong with you? All you had to do is just start walking, and you would be out of that. So coming back, this core disease and this harmony, as we know it, is a box that is drawn by our belief around us. Whose fault is it that we don't jump over it?
Oh, what?
That's right. It's just that we, the boy that stood there all night long, didn't know better to walk. He believed it too strongly. He probably was cold, miserable, caught a cold, all of that. Just walk away. Mm-hmm. And not believe it. There is too much belief system going on.
Hopscotch?
Hopscotch.
Too much hopscotch.
But maybe he's waiting for the scotch part.
It's too many belief is going on. It's too many belief system. And the true way is to drop curtain upon curtain. It's not about learning at all. If you want to learn, don't walk in the side of this room. Because learn we have done. Let's go like church. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's raining. Enlightenment. Hallelujah. It's
we can
raining.
Roll around the ground and speak in tongues too.
Yes. Now,
you said learning we have already.
Mm-hmm. On the when one is in the chalk marks, as long as there's still just a mental gymnastics about the chalk not existing and argument that the chalk does or does not exist, you're still inside the chalk mark
yes.
at that point in time.
Yes.
What has to happen is you have to go beyond
yes.
any acceptance or any
that's right.
any
that's
viewpoint
right.
of this chalk mark being there.
That's
whatever
right.
it happens to be.
Yes, and that is exactly why we cannot mood make or think that just because we heard it is good enough. We have to let it roll in our consciousness and like a lawnmower, cut down all these beliefs. The way I started it was that I said to myself, I went back to the three attributes of manifested God. Omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent. Then I nullified or I erased everything to that three. So, if God is omniscient, all-knowing, and we know He is omnipresent, so He's everything, and that means is us. Could God get sick? Could God have this disharmony and disease? But He is omnipresent. Why am I having it? This is enlightenment by dissecting. It's not a fanfare. It is not explosion. It is just the reversal of 2 to 1 is a Buddha mind that we all strive to have. No.
So mind that would know nothing and would be nobody would be having no judgment, and as a result of that would lead to the erasure.
Yes.
Of all
now
problems.
Again, here this is a very, very big point, and you asked this, and it's very big. When we say I am nobody and I am nothing, we are referring to what?
The body
the mind. When I say I'm omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent, is not an individual at all.
It's God.
It is all. Yes, it is all. It's not just God. So here we are nobody and nothing, nobody. And in the other side, we're all. Because all cannot be individualized. I hope everybody gets it. Because all cannot be individualized. And individuality cannot be all. I'm so happy you're here tonight. I want you to know that. And the truth is more permanent than the false. So we don't have to worry about finding it. What we have to worry about is to holding on to the false. We let it go. And what is false? That I am somebody and I know something.
I know something.
Yes.
Yeah, that's so self-important.
Yes. Oh, yes. And you go in any parties, whether social party, political party, teenage party, mischievous party, drug party, orgy party, wherever you go, all people that are sitting there, they can give you so much information that you come out and you can burp it out. Why? I have to force myself to come here and open my mouth. Why? Why so much talking? What information is it so urgent to give to somebody? You know? And it is all about... Now, I don't want to be misunderstood. When I say I force myself to come, it's because there is a part of me that doesn't find any purpose in even telling the truth. It's just, it's in a state of isness and doesn't want to become anything particular at all. Any other comment or question? Very rare indeed.
I'm going on a vacation next Sunday. Mm-hmm. First one in about 7 years. So immediately, I go to work and I lose everything. My backpack with almost $500 in it and all my bills that I was going to pay. My cell phone.
It was supposed Did to be, you lose it on your...
I left it on the bus. And my cell phone had all the numbers, all the people I'm supposed to be meeting down in Florida. And I gotta wait for them to call me, you know, and so I've
So you lost them?
Oh yeah.
Where did you lose it?